We published that report 2 years ago, and the public chose this subject to be one of our priorities again in 2016-17. So we decided to revisit the work, looking particularly at the themes that had arisen from the report we did in 2015. So that the feedback we got in 2015 were that there were three areas that people were most concerned about with regards to cancer treatment and cancer services. And the first one is coordination of services. The second one was travel. And the third one was support for people when they get unexpected symptoms and they require urgent medical attention. So we focused mainly on those three areas in this piece of work. And you have the draft report here in front of you. And some things were similar. So throughout this report, most of the positive feedback was around staff. Clinicians, nurses, GPs received really, really positive feedback, particularly in some areas. People who had treatment for breast cancer had the most positive things to say about most aspects of their treatment. That service is highly regarded, and that's one of the most common forms of cancer on the island and nationally as well, that they receive the most positive feedback. Some of the feedback we received was quite harrowing, and something I want to make clear is that people that spoke to us told us about their whole experience, so they shared an awful lot their experiences with us because they wanted to tell their story. Some people we spoke to didn't choose the most appropriate form of treatment because they felt that would be too difficult. So some chose chemotherapy because they didn't have that on the island, whereas radiotherapy meant off island travel and they really couldn't face that. One person paid privately to be seen at our local hospital because they couldn't face weights in A&E and then assessment before being admitted. So there were positive aspects, particularly around staffing, but it's evident that there's a lot more work to be done. People are still having to travel for appointments that aren't necessary. Several people mentioned that they've gone over to appointments when they're tired, they're unwell, when their ongoing treatment is still continuing. And they felt, some even went over to Southampton and Portsmouth hospitals to be told that the clinician didn't have their notes or everything's fine. So they endured that travel just to be told everything's fine. And that's something that needs to be addressed. People going through radiotherapy and chemotherapy are very, very anxious about contraction infections. So travel is extremely difficult for them because it's not just the physical aspects of the travel, it's the anxiety it causes around contracting something and being in a crowded place. And the same with having to go to A&E, people became very anxious about picking something up if they needed urgent medical attention outside of GP working hours. So we had three responses to our recommendations, which we made at the end of the report. And to be honest, some of it's disappointing because some of it is work in progress and we've been waiting for the acute services to be designed until we do this. Some of this needs to be addressed now and could be addressed now. However, there is also some really positive work going on with, there's a cross-zone travel group that's really productive and people that use services and representatives attend that group. And they're doing some really good work. there's some really good partnership work going on between the different trusts and work around IT systems, because that is the key. But we can't afford to be complacent. There is positive work going on, but people are still having great difficulty now, and they're not choosing the best sort, the best treatments because of the fear they face and the difficulties in travelling. And that needs to be borne in mind when we're looking about travel, about the people that have chosen not to travel, so they actually don't travel, and the impact that has on health. And within our report, we kind of compare to other islands within England and Scotland, and we don't fare very well when we compare the Scilly Isles and the Isles in Scotland. That they fare a lot less than we do with regards to funding for travel. Thank Any questions?
Thank you, Joanna. Excellent bit of work. An excellent bit of work, as always. And it was coincidentally or not reflected by the account in the county press, which I think most people read, which really confirms what you were saying. Who had their hand up here?
I don't jump
in. Jeff.
Yeah, I agree with you, so it's a superb piece of work, and I just made the observation, perhaps predictably, that here we have evidence from a reputable organisation that people will make health choices based on the travel arrangements, and maybe because they can't face the trauma that cross-border travel, particularly when they're cancer patients, and maybe because of financial reasons. I've consistently said this in various forums, that it's easy for people who can afford it to make choices. But I, in particular, represent people who can't afford to make those choices, and will in this situation. I know people who've had treatment at the hospital, and they could have had better treatment in Southampton. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's a brilliant report. I wish you would write reports for other things that we do. But I would welcome that, and also mention that in my area, some of the people that are having trouble with transport and everything else are supported by the area coordinator to actually advise them, and that's something else that it is. But I thank you for the report, and I think
thank you, John Carl.
Thank you. And thank you for the report, because it echoes many of the things that I've certainly said in the past, and I'm not going to go over all of that again. What I'm interested in here is it doesn't seem that we're making enough progress in terms of addressing these issues. So you might well team it and tell me that there is progress being made, but I'm not aware of that progress. And if that progress is being made in terms of addressing these issues particularly, such as the single point of access and so on for this information. But, you know, as I said before, it's not all about money. So where have you got a transport group working? We need to be hearing what it is that they're achieving in terms of making that transition from the islands to the mainland easier. So, I reiterate, the ferries themselves are not fit for purpose when it comes to infection. Okay? So, what I need to be hearing from the NHS now, I think we've talked about it lots and lots and lots, what I want to be hearing is, what are you doing about it? I want to hear, what are you doing about that specific risk of infection directly, and it being communicated? And the same with costings, because, you know, I could afford to travel just, I couldn't now as a poor councillor, but I could afford to travel before.
I would have a whip round for you.
But it's the people that are just above the threshold that is the issue, okay? So what I'm appealing for is I guess I want to be included in that forum. It's not just about me, but the report is great, but we don't seem to have made that much progress from 2015. onwards, and we need to do that. We need to do that. So that's all.
Carl, thank you very much. I think we all know what's in the report, and could I ask for a proposal that we endorse the recommendations? Yeah. So we've got.
And a vote of thanks for the report.
And a vote of thanks for the report, all included. So we'll go straight to the vote on that. So all those in favour?
That's unanimous.
Unanimous. Okay. So does anybody did you want to say anything on that, or should we?
Only that the Solar Cross Transport Project's all been coordinated by the local authority, so it's been part of that work we're doing, so local care one, as a system piece of work, that it is the local authority that is managing that.
We'll continue to monitor and receive updates on it, so thank you very much. Right, so health watch in the care against non-patient participation.